From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 25 people were killed and dozens injured in Pakistan's Lahore on Sunday after an explosion ripped through the parking lot of a crowded park where Christians had gone to celebrate Easter, according to officials. The blast came as police in Islamabad clashed with thousands of supporters of Islamist assassin almost a month after he was hanged for killing a provincial governor for alleged blasphemy. At least 25 deaths have been confirmed. However, the nature of the blast is not clear. That's according to Mohammed Usman. He's a top administrative official in Lahore, adding that at least 61 people were injured. Arshad Zia, the head of the Rescue 1122 service, said 26 people had been killed by the blast. Riot police fired water cannon Sunday to disperse far-right football hooligans who disrupted mourners at a shrine for victims of the Brussels attacks as police arrested several suspects in a series of new raids. In scenes that compounded a week of grief for Belgians, black-clad protesters shouting anti-immigrant slogans moved in on the makeshift memorial at Place de Bourges, where hundreds of people had gathered in a show of solidarity. Under fire, Belgian authorities, meanwhile, detained four terror suspects after carrying out 13 raids. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by phone with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Sunday, congratulating him on his forces retaking Palmyra, according to the Kremlin. The recapture of the ancient city represents a major victory of the Islamic State group. Those fighters have destroyed many monuments at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the Israeli army Sunday as controversy gripped the country over a soldier caught on video shooting a Palestinian assailant in the head as he lay on the ground. The issue reportedly sparked a bitter argument behind closed doors at the Israeli government's weekly cabinet meeting Sunday. Thursday's shooting incident led to the soldier's arrest and strong condemnation from military officials, but some right-wing politicians and their supporters have reacted angrily to that response. Military chiefs from 39 countries met Sunday in Riyadh for talks on Saudi-initiated international anti-terrorism coalition. Saudi Arabia announced the creation of that coalition in December, saying its members would share intelligence, counter violent ideology, and deploy troops if necessary to combat extremists. In U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders overwhelmingly won Saturday's Democratic caucuses in the states of Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii, inching closer in his bid to chase down frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the race to become the Democratic U.S. presidential nominee. Sanders spoke on the campaign trail.
And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win.
Again, that is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You can follow all the latest developments in U.S. politics at voanews.com. Qatar state-funded broadcaster Al Jazeera Sunday announced a fresh round of job cuts, with around 500 postings being lost, most of them at the network's Doha headquarters. Of the top of the existing losses of 700 jobs following an announcement early this year that Al Jazeera America is to close, it means the broadcasters are set to shed more than 20% of its global workforce. Russian state television has aired a transcript of the final words of the pilots trying to land a Dubai passenger jet that crashed in southern Russia last week, killing all on board. Rossiya 1 television cautioned its interpretation of the transcript that should not be considered the official version, but it said the pilots lost control of the planes in strong winds and it nosedived into the ground, bursting into flames in Rostov-on-Don immediately after the autopilot was turned off. "Don't worry," one of the pilots says in the transcript. Seconds later, the pilot is heard saying, "Do not do that." The last recorded words were repeated calls to pull up. All 62 people on board were killed. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.